Hello and welcome. The reason you can hear chirping in the background is because I'm recording this in Australia and there's f***ing animals everywhere. Also, I have two cat babies that I can't lock up because if I do close the door on them, they will cry. So if you hear them thumping around in the background, I promise I'm not being haunted. Housekeeping aside, welcome to Game Changers, the podcast I envisioned as a shower thought while nostalgically pining for video games and probably feeling the effects of a lack of social interaction. So, I got in touch with some people who I was broadly confident were keen to go down a nostalgia hole with me, and we spoke about games in just about every manner of speaking. Our childhoods, our adulthoods, games we played with our siblings, games that calmed us, games that excited us, games where you and three of your friends got together on a Friday night because you had nothing better to do and had way too many drinks and turned the lights off and decided to play PT Demo Silent Hill and threw the controller at the screen, and maybe just a little bit of PK. This first episode is part one of a few episodes we're going to do on games we played with our siblings. First up is an interview with Sean and Gemma, a brother-sister duo who talk about their OG nerd of a dad and games they played as kids. Next up, I have a chat with my own sister about weird kids' educational games, flight simulators our dad used, and of course, our eternal overlord, Nintendo. Those are the kind of games you can probably expect to be hearing about over the next few episodes. So if you'd like to see if yours made the list or you'd simply like to learn something new, keep on listening. This is the first episode of Game Changers. This week on Game Changers, I am very excited to introduce my first guest today. Who will actually be my co-host this episode. Everyone welcome Harry Brown.
Sup dudes.
How's you doing? How are you going, my guy?
Very well. I agreed to co-host the show in exchange for Cassandra cooking for me,
and
which
yours.
She will do for the next 2 weeks, which is great. This is our agreement. It was written as well.
What was it though?
It was a written agreement, and that's all that anyone else needs to know.
This is the first time I'm hearing of this.
I just realized I think my clicking is going to be picked up
by that. I can absolutely hear your clicking.
Oh,
everybody knows you're playing RuneScape, Harry.
I'm not playing RuneScape.
Uh-huh. So our first two guests today are a brother and sister duo who have worked together, gamed together, and covered up the loss of their father's rare Warhammer pieces together. So please welcome Gemma and Sean.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, welcome, guys. Welcome.
Welcome to this safe space of nerddom.
Thanks for having us.
So what were the first games that you guys played?
We probably have a different memory of this because you would have been way younger than... In fact, we do. So what do you reckon, Jim? What was the first one that you remember us playing?
I guess, like, for me, I always remembered, when I first started playing with you. It was, like, I saw that you were, like, playing with your friends all the time and it just, like, looked so fun. So I think you guys used to play Worms all the time. I would, like, join in finally. I was like, oh, my God, I'm leveling up. Like, he's letting me play. And then I play Worms. And, like, I remember Dynasty Warrior. Like, we played that so much. Like, I used to get so excited when the numbers would just, like, get so high after, like, killing so many people. And then...
gonna get that mass murdered real early.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. My first memory is actually back when I used to play on the Nintendo 64. I used to do Pokemon Snap and Pokemon other different little things like that, but we used to Pokemon Stadium, I think. You'd be like a trainer and it would sort of like inverse other trainers and you'd want to learn and would sit there taking turns and stuff like that.
Yeah, nice. You played Stadium, didn't you, Harry?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it was Stadium?
In fact, that's a really good point from Sean as well. Like, if we can take anything out of Pokemon, it was that it taught us all to just take turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, no, that's right.
When you think about it, games like Final Fantasy or Pokemon, where it is like a battleground that's turn-based, you do learn to have to be patient and to have a little bit of strategy, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like, I know that's what they intend, but, like, for us...
But do the problem about taking turns is, work. Jim.
That you would always take my turn.
Well, not only that. I didn't trust your turn. I did not trust it.
Why didn't you trust her?
because you would just make the worst, because you were young, you had no idea what you're doing, you're just mashing buttons, and you would just make the worst decisions. It'd be like, yeah, it's on one HP, all you have to do is hit it, what do you want to do? Like, I want to run away. And you're like, no. there was one instance when I think I got really annoyed at you.
Which and, time?
Well, there's been lots of times, but when we were playing Pokemon Stadium, and really frustrated, and you were just like mashing buttons.
Yeah.
And I think I just like swore at you.
Like, oh, I once God. Swore. And you were eight.
That's such a bad example, Sean.
I know, but the best bit was my mum heard it, and it's the first time I felt fear. I had fear in my heart, and I learned never to swear again.
To this day, Sean has never sworn. What other games were you playing? So with like Dynasty Warriors, did you say? With Dynasty Warriors, did you play together on the same team or were you playing against each other?
I think we did both. Like, I think when we first started, it was we'd play together. And then as like I started to get a bit more cocky about it, I thought I'd try versus my brother.
How'd that go?
Look, you know, yeah, like I haven't won. before.
Oh my god. Wait, so how old would you have been then, Jem?
I probably was like 6 or 7.
Okay, well that's fair. Yeah. You were so young.
Time gone. So I think
What else did you play?
I think there was definitely a Nintendo 64 phase where we definitely would grow up and we'd play Pokemon Snap, we'd do Stadium.
Yeah.
And so that's where I guess I would have like been playing and sort of teaching you a little bit on how to actually use a controller. And it was quite literally because you're so young, like even me at that stage, like both of us were learning to read. So like we couldn't spell simple words, but so we could spell like dexterity.
Yeah, I think like I spent most of my childhood definitely like sitting on a chair between my dad and my brother watching them like play so many games. I was like, this is just amazing. Like,
oh really? Which which ones?
World of Warcraft was like the main one that I watched them play. Which I later would join them much later in time, but it was just awesome.
What role did you play in World of Warcraft when you were playing with Sean and Chris?
I was a elf hunter. Which was like a blood elf. It was amazing.
Oh, pretty. So you were Horde then?
Yes.
For the Horde.
Is there a different faction?
I'm sorry, is there any other faction besides Horde?
I don't think there is.
I thought we were all on the same side and just fighting from other scum.
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh my god. So how are you? So I mean, it's not even worth asking how you were introduced to games when you were kids, because your dad is just the OG nerd, right?
He is. He's
totally.
What's the earliest memory you have of him playing games in your life?
Probably. I remember like when in like the first house I was born in. I think that.
How many houses were you born in?
Sorry, let me rephrase. The house that I was brought up in first was like, I remember going it through like this sort of outside inside area. I don't know how to explain it. My dad and Sean would like play games there. And I just remember like this like sort of really dark room that had some light.
We
and,
had
like,
the den.
Gym equipment, like there somehow.
Were, yeah, we had, well. We had a single like bench press in the back of the room and then just computers.
Yeah, and then there's these computers and my brother and dad would sit there and I was just like, what are they doing? Like, and it was just awesome. They were having so much fun and I was like, oh, can't wait to do this when I know how to have coordination and
when I know how to send signals from my brain to my fingers.
That's crazy.
Another 3 years.
That's absolutely crazy you remember that, because I reckon you would have been like 2 or 3 years old. Like, you would just be like waddling around.
Yeah.
And you still remember that place.
I do. I can see it in my head like right now. It's so weird. I remember like the pool and everything.
He's gone back to the OG. But in that same house, what you probably would have seen and not been able to register was my dad, when I first got into Dynasty Games, he would pretty much he'd be playing the OG Diablo, like the very first one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Diablo. right.
And also
that would have been a big one for him as well.
Yeah, it was huge for him actually. And what he did was he essentially just taught me as a kid how to use the health potion on the keyboard, and he would just tell me if his health ever gets to like a certain point on the screen, I was to press Q. That was my life.
And he just made the orb go off, and I was like, "Ooh, the orb's filling off now. This is crazy."
So he taught you guys to basically be his AFK backup.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to do all the fishing for him in World of Warcraft. Like, I thought it was the best thing in the whole world. And I would sit there for like 2 hours just like fishing for him, just being like, this is amazing. I'm catching.
Yeah, you essentially became a gold farmer.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then he was completing all these quests, and I was like, sweet.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And how did you think these sort of experiences of like gaming together affected your relationship, like the dynamic of being competitive or working together, or what was the driving force there?
I think it was great. Like I definitely think it like made us closer as a family, especially like growing up, we could all talk about it, and it was just like, yeah. It was so fun. And like even now today, like we'll still like play board games together, and you know, I think it's awesome. It helped us, like I definitely became really competitive all aspects of my life. So.
And what do you think that really is?
Yeah.
Well, I had to beat Sean. So.
You had to beat your big brother. That's
the life goal.
You had to fight for our father's love. So
beat the father's love. And that's why you're both giant nerds. Yeah.
That's
and
it.
You, Sean, was it the same with you?
Oh, in terms of having to not lose to my younger sister.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a question. That was easy.
And you're interacting with your dad as well?
Yeah, it was it's quite interesting. So we essentially our parents, they broke up when we were younger. They broke up maybe when we were about seven. When I was maybe about 7 or 8, Gemma, you would have probably been maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, I was 3.
And it wasn't like a bad breakup. They just went their own ways, and we still went to both houses, started our lives, and they made an effort to make sure, you know, we saw each parent respective amounts of time. It was as positive as it could have been. Gaming definitely became a thing for our family to come together behind.
Definitely, yeah.
That's amazing. So not only was it just, you know, something fun that you played, but it was a way to like facilitate connection between family members, essentially. when you weren't able to be there in person with each other. It was a way to stay connected.
Definitely. Yeah, that's it. Like there'll be sometimes maybe we'd be at one parent's house for 1 or 2 weeks just for whatever reason, and then we'd be like, hey, let's all meet up at this person's place and maybe let's play this game, or let's maybe like play this together, and you can invite one of your friends over, Sean and Jem, and stuff like that, and we'd have like a couple of people there, and
like a LAN party
pretty much. Yeah, it was pretty much LAN parties. And particularly with like the Xbox, that would have been things like Halo and those sort of like couch-based games that you could play together.
Yeah, classic. I played GTA as well.
Do you play GTA together?
Yeah, well, that was actually what my first swear word was, actually. I didn't realize I'd actually said it. And Sean was like, what did you say? And I was like, wait, what do you mean? And he was like, what did you say? I was like, no, I didn't say anything. But I hadn't actually realized I'd said it. And I don't know what I said. I can't remember, but like at the time I was just like, I was so scared. I was like, what did I say? I don't know. What
it's
I
just said. You said the secret saying, word. Just saying something like, kill that fool.
Like I was definitely just running people over on the sidewalk, but I was just like, you know, I don't understand.
We use GTA to see, you know, is Gemma a good driver? No.
Oh, all that'll right. be a fun time.
Who's really a good driver in GTA?
No. I mean, if you're a good driver in GTA, you're probably a sociopath in real life. Are you guys still playing games together now?
We don't really play like many online games or anything like that. We do play like a board game at the moment with our dad and also
playing Gloomhaven.
Yeah, we play Gloomhaven at the moment. We meet up like once every month or so and play like for like 8 or 9 hours.
So did you guys end up liking the same sort of kind of games that you played together as you got older, or did you sort of diverge away?
I think, interestingly enough, you, Gemma, I know for sure that because you sort of grew up with myself and dad playing games, we generally play like more, I guess, like action-based sort of games, definitely a little more violence in there. So you definitely grew up, and if the game doesn't let you bash something up, you're like, this game
I can't play it. Yeah, I just Stardew Valley is like the exception, but like if I can't kill something in a game, I just like get so bored I can't play.
Oh, I just rage quit, Gemma.
Yeah, I do. Like, I need that. I need that in my life.
So games have taught you that you need to kill shit.
I do, yeah. I think it's really like like a positive.
It's like your lizard brain being like, I need murder.
Cold blooded killer instinct. No, I think it's more of you pro games that have like a consequence, and pro games that have got a bit of danger to it. Like if a world doesn't have some like impactful way that your character is, you know, there's no repercussions for making mistakes, you might be like, this isn't really for me. Like, I kind of feel like you need something out there that keeps you on your toes.
Did you guys also play games with other kids, like other families?
We had no other friends.
Yeah, like that wasn't... I didn't know that was an option. I definitely think like...
I was born into a family of nerds, and thus I was doomed to be friends with nobody. Born into a world of isolation.
It was great. Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh no, we definitely I'm not sure about your friends from primary school, but I definitely know the nerds I met at primary school. We definitely would play some games.
Yeah. I don't know,
from primary, like there were definitely people. Dude, we used to be playing like Pokemon and Zelda and the Game Boy and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so primary school so
Ocarina of Time and sorry, definitely. No, that was Oracle of Ages. Sorry, I'm getting my games confused. In fact, I'm getting my ears confused.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I think they, like, missed out, like, on my year at school, like, for anyone that enjoyed playing games. So I was just like, all right, cool. I'll just maybe steal Sean's friends. Like, maybe, you know, I can beat him in that as well. Like, I don't know.
That's true. Well, there was definitely a bit of a stigmatization around playing games when I was going through high school. There was, not really. Hey, it was definitely like people like, oh, what do you like to do on the weekend? I'm like, oh, I play soccer. Like anything else? I'm like, oh, I'm gonna play a bit of video games. And they're like, yeah.
I think like as a girl as well, like in high school, in high school and in primary school, it's just like I was also the new kid. Like when you first came to school, so it was like, the new kid wanting to play games with other girls that they didn't like. That wasn't like a cool thing at the time. So I was like, all right. Cool. No dramas. Though I did have one friend that was like probably a year or two below me. And I think I went to, like, we just took turns going to each other's houses and playing Halo Reach for like, I don't know, till the sun like came up the next day. Like, that's literally all we would do. And we wouldn't play online. Like, we would just play like with each other and like spawn all of this equipment and just try to kill each other for like 9 hours or something. Like, that was probably about it. Like, so.
Yeah, so awesome. It's a shame that you used to be part of the... I never experienced that because when I grew up, I didn't know any other girls. So I didn't actually experience that.
He was unsure if I was one as well, so...
But it... there was definitely the people I met at high school who were also into video games at the time. And through high school for me, it definitely was World of Warcraft was the era of my high school, really.
Yeah. Yeah. How many years were you playing that for?
I always remember because my dad, of course, was eventually became the guild master of the guild I played with. But I always remember when I used to raid at the night primary school, that they would be like, oh, where's like your 12-year-old kid? And I definitely remember playing it and pretty much until the end of high school. So I reckon it was from when I was 12 to 17, I think.
Far out.
Was after definitely. While. But I met some, this is the thing though, from that I met some really, really great lifelong friends that I still meet up with today and I'm still friends with, and I still make an effort to go my way to catch up with them. And
that's, you know, awesome.
It's one of those things that there weren't many people when I was growing up who were really also playing similar games to what I was, but the people that did play, I definitely try to make an effort to sort of be friends with them and try to hang out with them as much as possible.
Nice. It's always good to be able to find community and that sort of thing, especially when it's not like the cool hip thing to do.
Yeah. When I say friends, it was really just one person.
one person. Still one more person that you have in your life than you've before, right? It's a whole person.
Well, yeah, because the only other... Sorry.
No, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, because the only other person I knew was Jack.
Yeah.
That's like double the friends.
Ah, yeah. Oh, best friends. Well, thank you guys for coming on and having a chat about everything that you played as kids. That sounds, I like everything, the way that your dad has impacted you, and it's just super interesting. I love to listen about it.
It's always good to delve into sort of the past. Like, that it definitely wasn't something that was always what we were doing, but it's interesting to sort of look back and reflect on that part of our sort of childhood and our growing up together, and sort of just see how that one side of our lives impacted different other little bits.
Yeah, it's sort of like a good mix of reflection and nostalgia, and I think that's the bone we're sort of trying to tickle here. So thank you for being a part of it.
No worries.
Jessica, my sweet baby sister, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
This first episode is about essentially games that people have been playing with their siblings and ones we played as kids. I think I had to interview you for this because our childhood was just so full of games. That there's just a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, no, the amount of games I was looking at and thinking about, I filled up a small notepad.
So, I mean, what do you think would be the first game that you can remember us playing together?
I actually remember Dad, he owned a SNES plug-and play or something, where it had like a whole bunch of the like classic top-selling SNES games that was on the little square monitor. And we'd always play Super Mario together, the OG Super Mario.
Like Super Mario 3 or something like that.
Super Mario Brothers, the OG number one.
Was it? It was like, I remember it being very, it was like only like 16-bit or something. I remember it just being like brown, red, and like white, essentially, right? Yeah, Is that the one?
I feel like it's either that we had a cartridge that went in it that had all the games, or it was either one of those like plug-and-plays that had all of them.
But the ones with its preloaded games on there.
Yeah, because I remember we'd have there was a menu and you'd select which game you want to play, because we'd play that and Contra together as well.
Contra?
Yeah, Contra. It's like a little shooter game. You don't remember playing that?
No.
Oh my god.
Okay. What's Contra? Like... I don't remember Contra.
Are you kidding me? Contra was like one of the most fucking famous popular little shooter games on the SNES. Like,
okay, hold on a second. Let me Google this, because I'm sure I'll remember a scene as I say. Oh my god. I can't believe you remember that. Wow, that would be super, super early on, Contra.
That's the earliest memory I think of video games together, because we'd always play the two-player games, and I think the Super Mario in two-player and Contra were the games we'd play the most.
Well, I remember because when we were kids, like, we were playing on the SNES, and we also had like a little Namco Joy-Con situation.
Yeah, the Namco plug and play with Pac-Man. What was it?
Dig Dug. Racing game. Space Invaders?
Space Invaders as well, and it had that car game where you were chased by other cars.
That was the best.
And Dad always played, I forgot what it was called, Galaga, something like that, and Dad would always play that and beat his own score.
He was obsessed with the Space Invaders as well, because that was like one of the first video games to come out. Yeah, he played that on like arcade games when he was our age, so I think that was a good tickle in the nostalgia bone for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I just remembered even further back.
Okay, hit me with it.
Kid Picks. Kid Picks,
come on and play with Kid Picks. Oh, Kid Picks. Look, fucking I think that's not strictly a game, but I'll allow it. Kid Picks
Like, was the there's a computer fucking... shit as well that we used to play, like...
Well, I mean, when you have a computer scientist for a dad, like, he knew all of the software to keep his two kids, like, occupied.
Kid Pics. That was, I still remember the opening. Kid Pics, Kid Pics.
That was very apt. Oh, I'm just Googling Kid Pics now, and I just remember those stamps where you could put, like, basketballs and eyeballs.
You could decorate whatever you wanted. Like, that was kindergarten, like, you know, lunchtime, you know, you got your 10 minutes on the computer before someone else could use it. You just go on Kid Pics the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I remember going to the library at lunchtime because I had no fucking friends. And I would just Kid Pics. Like, I loved the Play-Doh texture where it was just like you would squirt out bits of paint all over the page, or there was spray paint.
This one is the Sesame Street Numbers with Elmo.
Oh. Yes, and then you'd bring Elmo presents, and he's like,
"Yeah, like,
you bought Elmo a gift."
Well, Elmo won. That's one.
And there'd be like little fireworks, and you'd feel so accomplished.
And then there was like some music when you did all the things, like, "You got all of Elmo's stuff." Yes,
and you had to like pick all the you had to find things in the apartment or some shit like that. You had to like. And find like, a pencil.
And then we'd all just dance when we did it.
Oh, I think there's actually a good home video of like me closing down Sesame Street to like join whatever you guys were doing. Yeah. It's just Elmo's like, join Elmo next time.
Yeah, that's what I remember it from. And I was like, oh shit, no, that's probably the earliest game we ever played, I reckon. It was
I mean, there was a direct contrast between that and like the flight simulators and shit like Pearl Harbor that Dad used to have on his laptop. Oh yeah, the flight
simulators as well, all those classic ones, and Dad rigged it to a joystick so that it was really realistic and all that.
Yeah, and you would fly around in a jet and just like shoot shit. There was no other objective. It was just a fighter plane simulator.
Oh, and speaking of those friggin' demos, there was the Freddy Fish demo.
Oh, yes.
What was the other one? It was, Detective Fox as well.
Oh, I completely forgot about Spy Fox. What a game.
Yeah, I know. So we had Spy Fox, Freddy Fish, and a putt-putt.
Oh, no, and the other one, Pajama Sam.
Oh, yeah, Pajama Sam, that was it.
Oh, do you remember when we used to do, like, putt-putt travels through time? Do you remember the opening?
Putt-putt travels through time.
Or the putt putt save the zoo, putt putt save the zoo, putt putt save the zoo.
Yeah, you just click all the rocks, and we saved all the dinosaurs. And remember going to like that medieval area where you get to pop balloons with like the puppy.
Oh, the Western world where it's like you got a nickel.
Yes, yes. Oh my god, putt putt. So putt putt was actually such a good game, and it was pretty educational as well if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I found my early skill calling with Putt-Putt Lunarama.
You absolutely nailed the Balloonarama. I remember sitting next to you and watching you play Balloonarama because you were specifically so good at it.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yes, I'm just seeing now there's also Putt-Putt joins the circus and Putt-Putt enters the race. That sounds like a wild town.
I got to buy all of them, take my money.
Dude, I would watch you do a speed run of Putt-Putt, any of the Putt-Putt games. That just tickles me in the nostalgia.
Speed run? I haven't played in ages.
No. You just got to click on everything and just like keep running through it. Be like, cool, I saved your ass. Bye. Oh, man. Putt-Putt was a really good one. That was super, super formative for us. And I think that was also, I think Putt-Putt was one of the games where we sort of learned to share.
Yeah,
or gaming is in general is how we learned to share because we would have to most of the games back then like gaming wasn't what it was now. It wasn't as much as a collaborative effort or a co-op. It was like it was one person in front of the computer and you had to take it in turns, especially if you had siblings. And I think that's something that everyone can sort of speak to if they weren't an only child is having to share. Yeah,
like mom said, it's my turn on the computer, sort of.
Yeah, but like. Again, I don't think Putt-Putt was a game where you could die, so we just had to sort of diplomatically figure out between us.
Yeah, we just swapped when we felt like it.
And I also think it was just entertaining enough to be able to just, it was okay to watch. as well, because all you were doing, like, it wasn't really skill-based. It was just sort of, you had to, there weren't any, like, skill-based mechanics. It was all thinking and puzzles. So we were able to, like, work on the puzzles together, and then just one person had to click it. It wasn't like we were fighting over whose turn it was.
Actually, you know what's one thing I'd be totally happy to speedrun?
What?
Kids Math Quest. The first person shooter in space 3D game.
Oh, I was trying to think of what that was called the other day. Kids Math Quest. Oh, that was it. And I remember one time we were playing it, and I remember we were on Dad's laptop and we were sitting there and we were playing it, and then we turned around.
Alien was right in our face. That was the
And we
first
both just shat our pants.
That was the first jump scare ever.
That was probably the only game that got me properly into maths. Like, I still fucking hate maths, whereas with this we could just sort of take our time, and we also just got to kill a whole bunch of aliens by shooting them in the face, and it was much more engaging.
Yeah, it was like you were kind of rewarded, like, here's one question you answer and now you've got, like, you know, 20 plus minutes of gameplay, and then you have to answer another question. It was like oh, so I'm looking at the aliens and it still would be terrifying to turn around on the camera and fuck me in the face.
They're still, like, you could insert those into Resident Evil, and, you know, I think besides the colour pop, they'd totally fit in.
I would scream if I saw that. if I still saw that in the game, I would still scream.
Yeah, you know? that's a tough time. I'm also seeing here that there was, like, you could surf on, like, a little sort of rocket powered.
Oh yeah, that's the very last bit of the game when you blow up the planet you're exploring to escape, and you have to surf on your hoverboard to get out, and everything's crumbly and lava-y and everything.
That's it. I forgot about why I was on the hoverboard, but I'm so glad that you reminded me. Oh man,
that was so. That, I mean, I hate maths, but that made me enjoy maths for a little bit until I got into high school.
Yeah, it made me enjoy maths for about 45 minutes at a time before I realized what I was doing. And then I was like, fuck maths. Oh, man. Ah, oh, that was such a good one. You've got an impressive list here. I didn't expect to have all these ones that I completely forgot about.
I mean, you probably have ones that I've forgotten about. So it's like.
Probably not, dude. I don't remember what I had for breakfast, but I do remember. When I first got, it probably would have been back in like 2005 when I first got my DS, when the Nintendo double screen, as the cool kids say, came out, and it was that really chunky silver one.
Original silver, yeah.
And I think I got it for my 10th birthday, 2005. Oh yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, 10th birthday. And I remember Dad gave it to me with Mario Kart 8 and Nintendogs.
Not 8. I think it was just
Mario Kart. Sorry, Mario Kart 7.
Oh, no, not 7. I think it was just Mario Kart DS. Mario Kart 7's
Was it not Mario Kart 7?
Mario Kart 7's 3DS.
No, you're 100% right. It's just Mario Kart DS. Yes, I remember playing that, and I remember being so bad at it. And at the time, there were only eight people in the race, and I would come eighth every time, because at that point, we didn't know how to drift. We didn't know, like, any of the
drifting was non-existent for so long.
Yeah, and we were also so clueless about it that, do you remember when I was like, oh, Dad, what's a Grand Prix? And he just,
yeah,
like,
I said Grand Prix too.
Like, to be fair, you don't know anything till you know it. And our dad isn't into sports remotely. And, you know, that being said, definitely not into motorsports. So there was really no context for us to ever hear the words Grand Prix in our lives before that. So I feel like we can't be blamed for calling it a Grand Prix. Yeah, Mario Kart was good. And I did also, we did Nintendogs.
A fucking Nintendogs.
Do you remember Nintendogs? I remember going on walks, and whenever I was so excited for, like, my dog to do a poop, because when it pooped, you would, like, touch the screen with your stylus and then the poop.
And it'd pick it up.
I remember, like, trying to collect all of the different toys, because they would have, like, different textures and weights. And I think, like, the top toy to get was Bowser in a little cart from Mario Kart. It was like a Mario Kart Easter egg, and you could actually drive it around and your puppy would chase it.
Yes. Oh my god. And then the like you could collect records and play it in your record player.
Yes. And you could like speed it up really quick and your dog would freak out.
And then there was that one song that would scare the shit out of your dogs for 1 second because it was like
and they'd all, and if you had multiple ones, they'd all jump at the same time.
Yeah, they'd all jump or like whine at the same time.
And they'd all just be looking super, super panicked.
Oh god. That was so good. And then taking them to competitions and shit. You could never do the obedience ones because the mic was absolutely shit house.
Mine was so shit. My dogs were so dumb. You know what is probably my favorite one to talk about, which is also very relevant for the recent 2019 E3. Animal Crossing. I remember Animal Crossing specifically just being one of the first games that I just completely fell in love with. And it was, yeah. I think it was one of the first games that we were able to play collaboratively. Like for the first, I think for the first while with Animal Crossing, I was still the only one with a DS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember watching you for so long playing it. And I was
and then you got one.
Yeah, I was like, I need this.
On the DS, I remember being in your room and we were lying in bed completing those first few hours of having to work for Tom Nook. And it was just like, what the fuck kind of game is this? I'm working for a raccoon for no money, delivering shit to people that I don't even know yet. And then he was like, here, have this tent. Now you owe me $48,000. 48,000 bells, sorry. And I remember that you would cheat by going into like the year 2099.
Oh, that was so fun that day by speeding it up to like 99 years and seeing what would happen just out of curiosity. And then fucking weeds everywhere.
There was so many weeds. I also remember like one specific family vacation that I did not have a very good time on. I remember being like mad at the parents, just generally being like an angsty 11-year-old and then just like sitting in our like beach house while everyone's like doing beach things or going out. I was just sitting there playing Animal Crossing. I remember it just Animal Crossing just being this source of calm and comfort in a time where I didn't feel there was any sense of calm or comfort elsewhere. And like to this day, I still just put on the like Wild World or New Leaf soundtrack and it just instantly calms me down. Animal Crossing was a big one for me. And when we were able to, when I had to come over and help you pull out all those weeds, it was a good collaborative effort.
I'm so glad in New Leaf they put in that implement where you could pay Leaf to get rid of all of them.
Yeah, that feels like a cop-out. I was like, no, we need to punish the time travelers of the world.
Well, I was just curious.
You can't just like, have free money.
99 years in the future. I die?
Look, it was a scientific conquest and you did it and you found out and the consequences were that all your friends left you and your town was full of weeds.
Actually, the consequences were fucking fantastic because we found out that there was a New Year's event on New Year's Eve and fireworks and the trees were lit up and we'd never seen that before.
That's true. And your bank account earned interest. And that was the cool thing about Animal Crossing is that it taught us about mortgages and banks and bank accounts and interest. It would be more realistic if Tom Nook came to your house every day and he was like, hey, bro, where's my money? With like a fucking bat or a baton. Yeah. And then it's like every day you don't pay me money, you have to pay me more money. That's called interest.
Tom Nook 2020. That's what we need. Tom Nook
2020. It was basically just a capitalist hellscape, but I love Animal Crossing nonetheless.
Capitalist hellscape, but it's a bit more of a comfortable capitalist hellscape.
Yeah, like I'd rather live in the capitalist hellscape that is Animal Crossing than in the capitalist hellscape that is Sydney. Super Mario Brothers was another good one for us.
Super Mario. We were so good at that. DS.
Oh.
Hello.
That was a great one.
I was so devastated to find that I had lost that because that game is literally up there with my top five games. Super Mario 64, if they remade that on Switch, I already throw all of my money at Nintendo, but I would just throw even more of it. I would like cut off my arms and legs for another Super Mario 64.
obviously we had Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Kart DS and what was it? Just new Super Mario Brothers or whatever it was.
Because we had DS download player for Super Mario Brothers, like it was, I was, which one of us was Mario and which one of us was Luigi?
I'm pretty sure I was Luigi.
Yeah, because Mario was the first player.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we would, there were two versions. There was the version where you could like go around and chase stars on like an infinite side-scrolling map. Or there was the version where you actually played the levels, like the eight worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I totally remember.
There was that level, I think it was in level two or something, where it was one of those, it wasn't like a caterpillar. It was sort of blocks that traveled through the air in like a worm formation. And you would always try and push me off. And then one time when you tried to push me, I just jumped and you ran off the edge.
I do remember fresh out being alive. A shithead. I still am a shithead, but not as shitheady. And then Then I really, really, I think it was a Christmas gift where Dan and Kathy gave me Skyward Sword.
Oh, yeah. I remember that briefly. I don't remember that too much because that was sort of, the Wii was sort of more your domain.
Yeah, it was more my domain and you were downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, our game playing capabilities together really just sort of split up as we both moved into adolescence.
Yeah,
which kind of sucks because we used to have so much fun playing together.
So much fucking fun. But I mean, like, it's so good that the internet exists because now you can just connect, you know, wherever you are and still sort of play together at any time. Like, I'm just so pumped for New Horizons and how you can have like eight people now instead of, you know, instead of
three, four, maybe. I can't remember what it was. But I remember in New Leaf, like, even getting to, like, go and see your house and, like, go and see when it was updated. And even now in Pocket Camp, like, I'm still able to just, like, pop over to your camp and see what's happening. Do you think that we worked best as a team or do you think that we worked better as when we were versing each other?
I think we worked better when we were versing each other because we both had different goals when we were co-oping, so it always conflict interests when we
that's co-op. Entirely true, actually. I thought about that initially. I was like, oh no, like I really, you know, I sort of romanticized it a little bit, like, oh, and we were playing games together, but like we did have a totally different play style now that I think about it. I mean, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat.
That's all right, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
No, that's all right. I had super fun. I like a whole bunch of the ones that you listed off, I just completely forgot about. So thanks for that. Thanks so much for listening to the first episode of Game Changers. If you have some childhood games that you'd like to hear us talk about, email us in at contactgcpodcast@gmail.com and we'll chat about them in the next episode. So until then, we'll catch you on the flip side. This is episode. Nailed it.